What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, Chris, as we mentioned in the Daily Download, there is no news on the defensive coordinator front. Lou Anarumo, we talked about him, and also Wink Martindale. These are not bad candidates, guys. I like Dennis Allen. We talked about Robert Salas. Sounds like after interviewing with Jerry Orbean in Dallas, he definitely wants to be a head coach.
Yeah, I would expect him to be crossed off any short list to be a defensive coordinator. But then that leaves the question, Mike, who else is that?
Well, if I was a betting man, I give you 10-1. They'll do something comfortable and friendly and in the Falcons' circle of friends.
So Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich, a.k.a.
Jeff Ulbrich, who took a team, the defense was doing really well, and then Saleh got knocked out of the box, and then the Jets going. Now, in his defense, and you brought this up yesterday, you know, it's like when, remember The Sopranos, when Tony got shot by Uncle Junior,
yep.
And Silvio had a chance to run the family, and he had like his own heart attack, he had his own panic, heavy as the head that wears the crown. And when you've got to run a team in New York with all that circus, maybe Jeff is better tasked as being a D.C. I don't know, I'm still in my bag over him apparently being the guy in the ear of Dimitroff for Tack McKinley. Jeff's a good guy, they know him, maybe that would be the default setting if they can't get traction elsewhere.
I would rather Steve Wilks. If I'm going to be honest,
he was the scapegoat for that. Now, granted, that defense, that was the Chiefs Super Bowl where the 49ers were just,
yeah,
and there was a lot of things that kind of left 49er fans going, what the are we doing here?
Yeah,
and then Shanahan turned right around and fired Wilks right after that, after the Super Bowl. But he's got a reputation which is rock solid. A lot of folks, Chris, thought he should have been the guy in Carolina when he got that interim tag. And of course, Tepper's Tepper. By the way, real quick on Saleh, big article. I guess is it The Athletic? Or is it ESPN? It was Rich Cimini from the...
That's ESPN.
From ESPN in New York, interviewed a bunch of Jets players, some on the record, saying that the Jets felt, after they lost in Europe, in England, and they came back and they fired Saleh, that's when the wheels came off. And they said that whatever could have been salvaged for that season, they realized they're working for a clown. They didn't say that. I'm saying that. In Woody Johnson. So there's still a lot of love for Robert Saleh, at least in that locker room.
Yeah, and it comes down to one thing. Would he just go back with Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, they say you can't go home again, but do 1 year with the 49ers. Is this a great cycle? Because the Cowboys are a blank show.
Yep.
Chicago is still a blank show. Ryan Poles, I'm not sold on him as a GM. And then speaking of what's going on in Dallas, a couple of things out. Let's start with Micah Parsons talking about Mike McCarthy not coming back as head coach.
It is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father, coach, one of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But it's going to be very interesting offseason. You know, it's going to be very interesting, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching. It's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I already know I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decisions.
Trusting Jerry, he would be the one person in Texas trusting Jerry.
Yeah, a couple of things there, Mike. Devastating? Devastating would have been losing Jim Johnson after they won a couple of championships. Losing Mike McCarthy after you didn't make the playoffs,
right.
I don't think that's devastating. Second of all, reset?
Reset?
You don't reset if you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Like they got some really serious top-heavy situations. Everybody's kind of dealing with this. Not everybody, but the Dolphins are dealing with it thanks to Tariq Hill's demand for a raise. Jalen Waddle to his contract. Cincinnati's dealing with it with their wide receivers. And Dallas is dealing with it because Micah Parsons is going to get paid. You've already given CeeDee Lamb his money. And Dak Prescott's the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. So the other thing is the Deion thing starts. Now, my spidey sense said this is simply Jerry Jones, blah, 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 blah. Just like, well, you
you would not reach out to Deion with the job he's done at the next level.
And, you know, Jerry just loves to hear the sound of his own voice and just keeps him in the cycle. And as I said to you yesterday, watch him go back and they'll bring in, who was the former OC?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. Because they go back to what you know. Just like they stayed with Jason Garrett 5 years too long. Jerry Jones has no idea. You understand, guys, if you're a Cowboys fan, you are blanked. That starts with an F, ends with a D. You got no shot. Because he's done some good things, but the guy, the architect, everyone knows it was Jimmy Johnson. It's so long ago Bill Clinton was president, and he's never been able to put the whole thing together. McCarthy should have been fired after the Packer loss. It's amazing. A guy as rich as Jerry, Chris, is so cheap, he doesn't want to pay for a guy not to work for him for 1 year.
Well, that goes to the narrative, Mike, and I'm glad you brought that up, that winning might not actually be the most important thing for Jerry in Dallas. They're the most expensive team in sports outside
richest
of...
richest team in sports, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe a couple of, European soccer clubs or something like that. But they're worth something like $9 billion. He's winning in that regard. And as long as that profit margin is still there, and it will be, because they sell out every game, but...
Yeah, look, we play those sound bites. Carl and I laugh all the time. And look, Jerry, he just did an acting stint on what's the gas show with Billy Bob Thornton?
Landman, yeah.
Which actually not a bad job.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, but you hear Jerry, you realize that, you know, so the coach, you're the head coach, you go get the job at the Cowboys. You're not the leader. Jerry Jones is the leader of that deal. You realize when you're talking in that locker room and you do your media scrum, Jerry Jones is in the hallway at Jerry World talking for 30 minutes in circles. Then he goes on the radio and talks for an hour and a half.
Twice.
Yes. I mean, it's insane. So you know you're beholden to Jerry. Deion, this, look, that'll never happen. That's just guys, again, maintaining Jerry's profile in the news cycle. It'll be a retread for Dallas. Real quick, Drew Pearson does feel, though, Deion could be the coach of the Cowboys and make it work.
I think he's capable. There is no question he has the qualifications to do it. He paid his dues. He came through the ranks, and he's proven it each step of the way that he knows what he's doing. Right now at Colorado, I guarantee you, the board of regents, the board of directors, everybody else is getting together to try to come up with some money to not let Deion Sanders leave Colorado, okay? Because he had turned that program from what they used to be, and then they had their low, and now where they are now, they're on TV every week, and a lot of that is because of Deion Sanders.
You'd have thought they would have retired the 88 for Drew, but everybody gets to wear 88.
Yeah.
Des Bryant, everyone gets to wear that number. But anyway, there's the only 88, there's Drew Pearson.
I get what he's saying in terms of hype.
Right.
But in terms of actual, what's he been a coach for, Mike? 4 years, 5 years
but
now?
I think if you take a team that is literally the worst team in Division One, a team that was, you know, one win through, and you take them to nine wins, you know, in just two seasons – and I get it. He not that everybody does it this way, but more coaches are going into the portal and getting it done. And I think that Deion at the next level, guys want to play for this guy. He's always been able to put good assistants together. Hell, half his assistant staff are all Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
So I think he could take that same business model, apply it to the NFL. Now, you got to have the right general manager. It's got to be, you know, simpatico. And everybody says, well, he'll go where his son goes. Well, his son's going to Nashville, probably for the Titans, and they already have a head coach, and they're apparently not talking about Deion Sanders. But, I mean, once you get past where his son goes, I don't rule it out. Because if you had told me years ago that Deion was going to do what he's done, I would have said, I like Deion. I'm a big Deion Sanders fan. I know here in Atlanta, it was star-crossed. You wish he ended his career here. It never happened. Blame that on the Smith family. Blame it on the Braves. Whatever. But this is a situation where he's shown he belongs. He's shown he went into that situation when everybody with the knives out. Oh, couldn't wait for him to fail. And he won nine games. And he wins nine games. They're making it sound like he won three.
No, I agree with that to a certain extent. The NFL, though, Mike, I know this. It's a different animal now.
Well, as long as you can't treat grown men like children.
Right.
I get that. But I still think Deion would not treat fellow NFL players like the way he would treat a Colorado Buffalo he just cut.
You would think not, but I think that ego knows no bounds.
Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Chris is in for Carl. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe. These are NFL Blitz. Plenty more NFL, more on the Falcons coaching search, but next. We will talk some Falcons, and we'll throw in some five stripes because we got an oldie but a goodie on our horizon, Smokin' Joe Patrick. We steal him from Andy Randy. You'll hear that next. If you're up in the Hiram area, get your drink on with Dukes and Bell.